You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. We're starting today here in California, where the lights will go out for close to a million people starting around midnight tonight. It is hot, dry, and windy in Northern California, and the state's largest electric utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, says it'll turn off the power to prevent fires. Its power lines have caused or potentially caused several devastating wildfires in recent years, but this will be by far the state's biggest preventative power outage. And as climate change makes fire seasons, hurricanes, and extreme weather worse across the country, this isn't an isolated story for homes, schools, and businesses. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on what happens when the plug gets pulled.
Becky Urbano is keeping a close eye on her phone, so long as it still has juice. The Oakland resident has been alerted her home and two kids' schools could lose power in the outage.
Really, we're kind of on call. If power goes out, we have to go get the kids and they come home. There's really no other option for us.
Work will have to take the back seat for Urbano's family and much of the region. A report from utility research firm eSource found power outages cost U.S. businesses an estimated $27 billion a year. Catherine Wolfram is an expert on energy policy at UC Berkeley, which is also bracing for the outage. She says events like these can really cripple business.
It's just not something that our economy is equipped to deal with.
At the university, she says experiments have been canceled and labs will have to throw out some perishable materials. Outages can have outsized effects on industries that rely on refrigeration, like healthcare and food services. In parts of the world where electricity is unreliable, Wolfram says businesses have no choice but to incorporate the cost of backup power into their budgets, upwards of $10,000 for a commercial generator.
That becomes essentially like a tax on the economy.
It's a cost that Nick's restaurant in Paradise, California, is willing to pay. The town was almost completely destroyed in the state's deadliest wildfire in history last year. Now, the restaurant's got a backup generator to the backup generator, says kitchen manager Joe Pickett.
So that our food stays good and we can still run paninis and a coffee machine. And it's a time and age where we've got to be ready for anything that comes.
Part of the new business as usual for fire-weary residents. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.